Biden mocks impeachment threat, I love that one. By Joel B. Polak on July 28, 2023. President Joe Biden mocked the prospect of an impeachment inquiry during remarks on the economy in Maine on Friday. Earlier this week, The Washington Post suggested Republicans may have to find something else to criticize me for now that inflation is coming down, Biden said. I don't know. I love that one. Biden was referring to an article titled As Inflation Falls, GOP May Have to Rethink Attacks on Biden Economy. He was also referring to the idea, first suggested at Breitbart News in January, then again in March, June, and July, that sufficient evidence exists to support an impeachment inquiry into Biden for bribery, given his lucrative foreign business deals in recent years. Biden's son, Hunter Biden, developed business interests in Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Romania, during a time when he was struggling with drug addiction, and when he had no business skills or expertise to offer, other than access to his father. Joe Biden told Americans repeatedly during the 2020 campaign that he never discussed his family's business interests with them, and that no one in his family had earned money from China. But recent revelations suggest that both of those statements were lies. Bribery is one of the two offenses specifically mentioned by the Constitution as grounds for impeachment, along with treason. Calls for an impeachment inquiry have been growing in recent weeks, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has begun discussing the possibility openly, for the specific reason that the House's subpoena powers are broader during an impeachment inquiry than an ordinary oversight. If the Biden administration refuses to provide documents that House committees demand, McCarthy has suggested, he may bring an impeachment inquiry to the floor. He does not yet appear to have the votes, however. Inflation soared after Biden took office and passed trillions of dollars in additional fiscal spending. It has subsided in recent months, thanks in large part to interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act added trillions in new spending. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.